With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In less than 3 weeks, a new round of tariffs will be on the way.
President Donald Trump is announcing tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico, effective August 1st. Trump announced the tariffs on two of the U.S.'s biggest trade partners in letters posted to his social media account. In Trump's letter to Mexico, he acknowledges the country has been helpful in reducing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. and migrants entering the U.S. illegally. But he says Mexico hasn't done enough to stop North America from turning into a, quote, narco-trafficking playground, end quote. In his letter to the European Union, Trump says the U.S. trade deficit is a national security threat. I'm Donna Water.
Search and recovery operations continue in flood-ravaged central Texas. Officials are now with the death toll at over 130, with most of the fatalities in Kerr County, where President Trump met with state and local officials Friday. President Trump spoke with parents who lost children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
Federal officials say a man in Texas was arrested Thursday after threatening President Trump on Facebook. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas said Robert Herrera is charged with making threats against the president. They were posted on a local news outlet's Facebook page that was discussing Trump's visit to the state following the deadly flooding. Officials say Herrera posted the phrase, "I won't miss," under a picture of Trump surrounded by Secret Service agents after last year's assassination attempt. When another user responded, "You won't get the chance, I promise," Herrera replied, "I'll just come after you," and then attached a picture of himself holding what looked to be a rifle and loaded magazines. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmalov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern says the communist government has carried out several raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated by police. The Zion Church is a house church, and it counts 1,500 members meeting at multiple private locations. This is SRN News. A plea deal for the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is thrown out.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the death penalty for al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. Friday's decision suggests no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. Thousands died in the attacks. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Kentucky school board chairman resigns after a social media post resurfaced of him calling to please shoot Republicans. Jeffrey Miller resigned Thursday amid controversy over that 2018 post. More details at SRNnews.com.